Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, let's say hello to SB Nation Broncos writer Christopher Hart. He's at milehighreport.com. Christopher, good to get you on, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Senior Bowl time, so I want to start there with the Broncos. John Elway and crew are there. I got a report out of there. I saw that Daniel Jones, Duke quarterback, and Drew Locke, Missouri quarterback, had good days. Are these two guys that John Elway should be looking at?
It certainly sounds like it. Everyone seems to believe that Case Keenum is only a stopgap in Denver. And it's quite clear, it's almost been telegraphed, that the Broncos are going to make a significant move in the draft to try to acquire their franchise quarterback. I think Drew Locke is probably going to top their list. He's a guy who's got a powerful arm and the ability to make any throw. Smart kid, hard worker. Just needs to really work on his footwork and get a little bit better at reading defenses. But I think he's definitely in play for the Broncos at number 10. And Daniel Jones out of Duke is also a great player. Cutcliffe has been his coach, and you know he has a good connection with Peyton Manning. And a lot of people seem to think the world of him and think that he could be a riser come draft time. So if the Broncos weren't able to get Locke, who I believe is their number one target at quarterback, Jones might be a nice safety valve option at the 10th overall pick if Locke's not available. But absolutely, quarterback is the primary need for the Broncos, and they're definitely going to be doing their homework this week and throughout the draft process regarding those guys and many more.
Here's a guy we aren't going to see in the Senior Bowl, but a guy that I want to put at the number one prospect, Kyler Murray. Tell me, Christopher, tell me he gets above Drew Locke. That Drew Locke doesn't get me excited.
I guess it's just what you're looking for with Kyler Murray. He's just an absolute athlete, makes all the plays, but people are going to really just dog his size, saying that he's barely 5'9", barely 5'10", and he doesn't have the ability to maybe stand up to the rigors of the pro game. But when you pop up the tape and watch him play, he's absolutely electrifying. You know, whether it's plays on the ground or making 60-yard bombs down the field, he can just really do it all. I'm not necessarily sure if that's the kind of quarterback that John Elway is going to look at, but there's certainly the feeling around the league, it appears, that Kyler Murray is going to be a very high pick, and it just really depends on what, you know, John's looking for there in the Mile High City. And I really think that a kid like Drew Locke, he's going to see a lot of himself in him and maybe opt to go that route as opposed to Murray, who's maybe quite ambiguous in the draft and evaluation process, given some concerns with his size and things like that. But there's no doubt that the kid can play. It's just going to, I think the interviews and how they draw things up on the board, you know, at the combine coming up in a couple of weeks is going to be huge as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's considered as well.
Christopher, last time Elway took a quarterback was obviously infamously Paxton Lynch, and people feel like maybe he picked a guy that was kind of like his play also. So are Broncos fans maybe a little more hungry for maybe a wild card like Kyler Murray, or like you just said, maybe stick with kind of a quarterback pro style guy more reliable like Daniel Jones?
I think that Broncos fans are just hungry for John Elway to get it right this time. When it comes to the draft, there's no exact science to evaluating quarterbacks. And when you took a look at Paxton Lynch a few years ago, he was a kid, whether it was on the ground or through the air, he made a lot of good plays. But he also came from an offense that didn't require much of the quarterback to call out of the plays and to make a lot of the reads. So one of the hardest things with all evaluations when it comes to prospects is how bad do these kids want it? How bad do they want to be great? And in Paxton's case, it really sounds like he wasn't as diligent as he could have been coming into the pros to get better. So what I really think that the Broncos are going to do this time around, regardless if it's a Daniel Jones or a Drew Lock or a Kyler Murray, is they're going to want to test their football character and determine how badly do they want to be great. And yeah, that's the hardest thing when it comes down to it is, are these kids mentally prepared to take on what's going to be asked of them when they come into the pros? Because you never know what you're going to do when you write that kid his first $1 million check. Yeah. Is he going to keep working hard, or is he just going to, you know, sit back and just rake in the dough? And that's the toughest thing. You can put on tape all three of the guys that we've mentioned, and you can see that they have potential in the NFL to be great players. But at the end of the day, it comes down to their desire to be great and the mental aspect of it. So bottom line is Broncos fans just want to find their next franchise quarterback. It's been a while. Peyton Manning was great when he was here, but it's been a long time since the Broncos have had the opportunity to have a guy that they can see being there for 10 years. And regardless of who it is, I think everyone's just really hoping that it works out this time.
Gone are the sought-after days of Brian Greasy. Christopher Hart joins us. Mile High Report, Broncos writer, SB Nation. Couple more, and I'll let him run. Quarterback's an issue. Quarterback needs to be figured out. I think that's the Broncos. They're going to go there, as you say. How about one other spot? It seems like cornerback. That seems like the Broncos need to do something here. The depth's not great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chris Harris got injured at the end of the year, but he's healthy. He'll be playing in the Pro Bowl. Bradley Roby is a free agent, and it's uncertain whether or not the Broncos are going to bring him back. He could command some top dollar on the market, and, you know, he had made a lot of big plays, but he had also given up a lot of big plays, so it's going to be really hard for me to envision them giving him a multi-year deal worth a lot of money. But I do believe that the Broncos will be looking in the draft to get a cornerback. And at the Senior Bowl thus far, the past couple of days, they've already been talking to a handful. I had talked the other day online on one of the articles about USC's Amon Marshall. He's a four-year starter and a former five-star recruit in California, and I think he'd be a really good fit for what Ed Donatell and Vic Fangio are going to do on defense. Probably be there somewhere in the second, third, or fourth round. So I do believe that cornerback is going to be a significant position that they look to upgrade. They don't have a lot of depth there. They've got Isaac Yiadom that played pretty well for a rookie last year, but other than him and Harris, there's really no one in the pipeline for long-term solutions. And I think you're right, too, that that's going to be a major area of focus for them.
Talking Broncos, Senior Bowl, Elway and the crew taking a look. Quarterback, are they going to get it the right guy? Boy, it's tough. MileHighReport.com, SB Nation Broncos writer Christopher Hart. Great stuff, man. I'll get you back. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate your time. Have a great day.
All right, Christopher Hart, MileHighReport.com, SB Nation, Broncos writer here on the Nate Brown Show on Fox Sports Rapid City.